And our thing announced Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, but Ken's gone.
Ken's gone.
It's Mike Hall and Brandon.
Yes.
Which is actually, to some, a little bit better and to most, a little bit worse. But that's okay.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Mostly better.
Mostly better to most.
Mostly gooder.
Yes. Uber gooder.
We need to make a couple of the segments with Mike Hall and Brandon. So whenever
are you
going to
do the announcement just like that? Because if so, we're not going to use it.
No, I'll come up with something quirky.
Yeah, all you got to do is just speak freely and it'll be quirky. That's just natural for you.
Yes.
Should we try to answer a few phone calls?
Let's go ahead.
Let's do that. In case anybody who's listening can't figure out, it is the Computer Corner. We are here every Saturday from 10 to 11:45. We answer your calls and questions, and we generally just kind of make fun of ourselves. So anyway, with that said, we're going to go to Jack in Phoenix, who has some kind of problem with a CD either burning or reading, or I don't know what his problem is, but maybe Jack can tell us.
Yes. Actually, the name's right, but you got the problem wrong.
Correct.
Well, hey, one out of two ain't bad.
That's true. I just bought a new compact notebook computer.
Okay.
And it came with Windows XP Home on it, and I plan on upgrading to XP Pro sometime in the near future. In the book that came with it, it says the Windows operating system provided on the notebook is enhanced by Compact, and if you replace it with a retail version, it will result in the loss of enhancements and may be resulting in an unresponsive system.
What they're basically doing is they want to have you use what came with it for two reasons. One, if you have a problem and you call them for support, they know how it's configured because they configured it. They know they put extra tools in there to help them troubleshoot your system.
Right.
And they did some things to just kind of customize it a little bit more for them to help you if you should call for support than to help you for your own benefit. So what they're basically saying is, and what you may run into, is if you change the operating system either to a different operating system or remove all their customizations by just reinstalling the operating system from some retail box kind of version of OS, you may lose the ability to use their support real effectively. They may not be able to help you as much, or they may say, you know what, we're not going to help you at all because you've chosen to use your computer in a different way than what we built it with and therefore support it with. And so, you know, it may just affect your warranty somewhat.
I see.
Does that make sense?
That answers the question.
So what they're trying to do is scare you and maybe even go a little bit further, warn you that if you use the system in another way other than the way they sold it to you, you may be kind of on your own. Now, if there's a hardware problem, they'll probably take care of that, but you've got to kind of prove to them that there's a problem versus them coming out and helping you because you've changed the way the system works, and so therefore it's no longer under their control, and they're not going to be able to help you out a whole lot.
That's kind of what I figured, that it was for, you know, people that may not be experienced with downloading drivers and upgrading and reinstalling
right.
all that stuff, and I'm very familiar with that, so...
And it's becoming more and more common that manufacturers are starting to do this because, you know, in the old days of computing, you buy a computer, it's under warranty, quote-unquote, but 99% of all the problems that people have nothing to do with the computer or the manufacturer having a problem. It has to do with the people not knowing how to use their computer, installing things that are not compatible, you know, not staying up with updates, getting infected, a million things that are beyond the control of Compact, HP, Dell, whoever it is that you're buying from.
Exactly.
But they're stuck with the bill because you bought the computer of helping you fix all the problems you created forever. And so they're trying to make it a little bit more defined for both you and them that this is a problem that we're going to help you solve, and this is a problem that we're going to help you solve but charge you.
Gotcha.
So that's all that's happening. And they're doing this to try to help bring the prices down to be a little bit more competitive and obviously to kill some of their support costs.
Yes.
All righty. Well, thanks for the information.
You're welcome. And hopefully that helps you make your choice one way or the other there.
Definitely.
All righty.
Bye.
Thanks, Jack. That's a good question, because a lot of people ask, you know, I want to change the operating system my computer came with, and can I? Or you can, it's just you got to realize what you're doing when you do that and take all those things into account.
Yes. Oh, wow.
That signals the end of our show,
that
I think.
That's very quick.
That sound we hear. So yeah. we've got Jerry, Pat, and Marty who all made it in under the wire. We're going to get your calls and questions off the air. Hopefully we can help you out and get you on the road to something successful. And if you didn't get in or if you missed any part of the show, we've got all kinds of resources posted to which operating system to use, links to not only Microsoft operating systems, but some alternatives like Linux and Windows and Mac OS and all kinds of other things, all at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see the links to all those things. And you'll also see, later on, probably today or tomorrow, the audio archive. So if you missed any part of the show, the broadcast, you can hear that in its entirety after the show using those audio archive links. Also, don't forget the links to the previous shows, where you can check out past editions or episodes or whatever you want to call these things that we do here. And all that great stuff is there again at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section and it's all there for you. And it's Mike Hal Valdivia across from me, Brandon Disney, and Brian Scalzo reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
News Radio 620, KTAR.
Payments plus tax and license with $19.95 down on approved credit.
Hi, this is Ed Moses Jr., announcing Truck Month at Ed Moses Dodge.